Tomorrow, Chris reports on a new smartphone app that's helping the people of Jakarta respond to flood emergencies. Now, from too much water to too little, there's a water war going on in India's Silicon Valley. The states of Karnataka and Tamil Nadu are sparring over the sharing of river water. Both say they need the water for farming, and both say they're dealing with a drought. So tempers there are running high. Reporter Chavi Sachdev is our correspondent in India. And Chavi, I know this is the end of Ganesh, the big festival, so we might hear some fireworks during this interview. First, though, tell us, how bad is this water crisis?
It's been pretty bad. We've had protests before. We've had transboundary disputes before. But this is probably the first time we've had two people die from police gunfire. And we've had buses burned, kids pulled out of school, curfews, a lot of bloodshed, and a lot of bitterness. And it promises not to be the last one. In fact, this very river, the Kaveri, that they're fighting about, has been a cause of problems since at least 1892, when the first arbitration happened about who gets the water and how much.
Yeah, and it seems to have reached a fever pitch now, but this kind of dispute, I mean, you've suggested this already, that has been going on for a long time. There was even a song written about it?
Yeah, way back in 2009, actually, when there was another round of protests. There's a band called Swaratma, and the lead singer was on a train one night in Karnataka on his way to Bangalore when he heard a dispute happening. There was a bunch of young men arguing with an older woman, and they said the water is theirs, it shouldn't be shared. And the older woman said something in passing at the end when she said, "Has anybody thought about what the river thinks?" And this led him to reflect on the fact that water and resources have become possessions. People actually think they have ownership over them and the right to decide what happens. And so they wrote this song called Pyasi from the point of view of the river. And it basically says, "I've become thirsty from giving you to drink."
So how popular is this song today, Chavi? I mean, do people kind of refer to the song?
Absolutely. It's not like in the top 10 charts, but right. On Twitter, on Facebook, it's being shared. People are remembering it. People understand that it's never going to be irrelevant. That's the sort of comments I've been seeing, that it's so sad that 7 years later, this song is totally topical.
All right. We're talking about the Silicon Valley of India. Just kind of orient us. When we get someone on the line from a call center in India, is this kind of the region where the calls are being picked up?
Almost always, yes.
So tell me what life is like there with all these techies and all these farmers who are suffering from drought.
Well, there's a water shortage. People have metered water in the day. They're having tankers deliver water. The reservoirs are doing better because there has been some rainfall. We've had a fairly good monsoon. But outside the cities, it was so torrential that the earth couldn't actually absorb it. So it ran off. There was a flooding situation with a landslide sort of thing where the topsoil was taken off. And this water just goes straight back into the ocean. So no, it doesn't help the farmers at all. And they're suffering. So we don't have a meteorological drought, but we do have an agricultural drought despite the normal monsoon.
Yeah, meantime, here in the U.S., a lot of states are dealing with their own droughts. Are there any lessons or shared knowledge from India aside from pray for rain, but not too much rain?
I have a feeling that we have a lot to learn as well, and we need to take drastic measures to actually harvest the rainwater and use our groundwater better. And maybe if the rest of the world is looking to us, they should learn from this, that there is such a thing as trying to avert disaster before it happens, because we're right smack in the middle of it.
Our friend, reporter Chavi Sachdev, speaking with us from Mumbai. Thank you very much, Chavi.
Thank you, Marco.